Amen. We do praise God from whom all blessings flow. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endures to all generations. Amen. Amen. We've been talking about, closed out, talk about having confidence. Confidence in God. Amen. And the Lord put on my heart to keep working that confidence thing so that you can be encouraged to keep God first this year. I want you to have confidence in God so that you have the motivation and encouragement to keep God first this year. And last Sunday we said, keep him first, amen, because you are his witnesses. Amen. Amen. You are evidence of who God is. You are evidence of his power and his greatness. Amen. God's greatness, amen, and goodness is demonstrated in how he's working in your life. You are the evidence. Amen. People see God through watching you. Amen. I know it's an awesome responsibility, but we got to remember that we are God's witnesses. And God says, because we're his witnesses, he's doing some great things. Amen. Matter of fact, he says, I'm going to do a new thing. Amen. Amen. I'm looking for the new things that he's going to do. This week, I want you to turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30. Deuteronomy, chapter 30. Amen. That's a good Old Testament book. It's the last one in the first section of the Bible, the books of the law, the books of the writings of Moses. Amen. This is Moses' last writing. Amen. The last words of Moses to the children of Israel. Amen. It's a new generation. They've been walking in the wilderness. Amen. For 40 years. Amen. Going in circles, trying to get to the promised land. Amen. Amen. They're standing, getting ready to cross over. And God says, Moses, you're not going with them. And so in Deuteronomy, we have a series of sermons that were preached on the law from Moses. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, amen, I want us to look specifically at verses 15 through 20. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 15 through 20. I encourage you to read the whole chapter and even go back as far at least as chapter 28 and read forward to 30. Amen. That'll really bless you. Moses is speaking. See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil, in that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments, his statutes, and his judgments, that you may live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you go to possess. But if your heart turns away so that you do not hear and are drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I announce to you today that you shall surely perish. You shall not prolong your days in the land which you cross over the Jordan to go in and possess. Verse 19, I call heaven and earth as witness today against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him. For he is your life and the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them. Amen, amen, amen. Write this down. This morning the pastor's going to talk about choose life and live. Amen. I'm going to try it one more time. Amen. Choose life and live. Brother David, that's you with your family up there? Oh, praise the Lord. Just stand up so I could just wave at you. Praise God. Good to see you. Good to see the missus. Didn't I see the baby up there? And grandma got the baby. Amen. Praise God. I just want to pause. I didn't want to forget you later. Amen. Good to see you. Congratulations, man. God is blessing you. Amen. Amen. Choose life, Brother David, that you may live. But when you choose life, Brother David, it's not just about you. It's about your family. It's about your kids. It's about Sister Diane's grandbaby. Choose life so you may live. God is a God of life. God is life. And Moses says, since God is life, choose God so that you may live. Some of us are just surviving. There's a difference between surviving or existing and living. Amen. Amen. There's a difference between just getting by and thriving. Moses says there is a way for you to thrive. There is a way for you to prosper. There is a way for you to be all that God created you to be. And he says, I'm laying it out for you. What you have to do is make a choice. Come on, somebody. Choices are something else, aren't they? Come on, be honest. Choices are something else. Amen. Some of us are still trying to recover from some of the choices that we made. Things were going well in our lives, and then we made a bad choice. Life got derailed. Amen. But by the grace and mercy of God, some kind of way, we've gotten back on the road. Guess what? But it takes you time. Amen, amen. Bad choices have consequences. Come on, that's what Moses is trying to tell. This is a new generation. Amen. These are like kids that don't remember the 60s. Brother Boyer, they don't remember the 50s. They don't remember the 40s. They don't remember what it was like down south. Amen. Black fountains and white fountains. They don't remember those things when you couldn't eat at the lunch counters. Amen. This is a generation, amen, that's experiencing, amen, experiencing blessing. But you can take blessing for granted. And it can become for you a sense of entitlement, where you feel you can live any kind of way, but God still has to bless you. God does not have to bless you. God is a covenant-making God. Amen. And he ties his blessings in with obedience. Oh, come on, come on. The reason, amen. See, you got to get into the Word of God. I know there's some what they call New Testament Christians today, but listen, we're Baptists up in here, and Baptists are not just New Testament Christians. We believe in the whole Bible. Amen. Why do we believe in the whole Bible? Because in the Old Testament, there is the foundation and the promises and the principles that are laid for New Testament fulfillment. Amen. We believe in the whole Bible. We believe in all 66 books from Genesis all the way to Revelations. We don't pick and choose. Amen. We are Baptists. We are people of the book, people of the Bible. Amen. And the Bible is our authority and our guide for life. We are, amen, the Bible, the Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light to our pathway. Listen about the Bible. The psalmist says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin. We are people of the Word, because we believe that there's power in the Word, and the Word can change us, and the Word can deliver us. Amen. The Word, amen, opens us up to God's promises. Oh, come on, come on. You are, amen. Do I have any good Baptists in the house? Amen. Good Baptists are people of the book. Good Baptists are people that believe in the Word of God. The Word of God is the authority for our lives. Amen. We're people of the Word, the whole Word, and in the Word, in the Word, in the old. We can't just be New Testament. That's what's messing us up today. Everybody want grace, grace this and grace that. But don't you know that God is more than a God of favor? God is more than a God of blessing. God is also a God who's just. God is a God of judgment. God is a God who says there's a right way to do things and there's a wrong way to do things. God is a God of decency. God is a God of order. God is a God not of confusion, not of chaos, but God orders our lives. Hallelujah. 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 And Moses is talking to this generation, amen, that doesn't really know God from experience. Come on, some of us know God from experience, and others just know about God. Amen. There's a difference between knowing God from experience and knowing about God. See, when I know God from experience, I can tell you what God has done for me. Not what I read about, but I can tell you what he's done. Amen. I can tell you how he's worked in my life. I'm not going to tell you about God. I'm going to tell you of God. Hallelujah. God is a covenant-making God. Amen. God keeps his promises. Oh, hallelujah. Can I tell you a little bit about the covenant today? Amen. There is a covenant for believers. There is a covenant. Our relationship with God is a covenant-based relationship. Amen. And before I move forward, make sure you know what the purpose of this book is. This book's purpose was to get this generation to renew their commitment to God before they went into the promised land. Okay, we are what? What's today? The 12th? We are 12 days into the new year. I know you made some resolutions, but did you renew your commitment to God? Amen. Before you ask him for anything and bless you and do this for you, did you renew your vow? Did you renew your commitment to be faithful to God, to walk in God's ways? They are getting ready to go into a new experience. And Moses wants them to renew their commitment so that God can keep his promises with them. Listen, I want you to renew your commitment. Examine yourself. Amen. Look at your life. You can get so busy that you can push God to the side and take God for granted and think God owes you a blessing. God don't owe you nothing. Check yourself. Get in line with the will of God so that God can do what he wants to do in your life. God wants to bless you. God wants to prosper you. Amen. His will for you is good and not evil. Amen. God wants to give you a future and hope. He wants to give you a reason to get up in the morning. He wants to give you a reason to love him and to be faithful to him. And that's his covenant with you. But a covenant has conditions. Hallelujah. Moses wants them to renew their covenant commitment before they cross over. Because if they renew the commitment, God will fight the battles for them. Come on, if they renew the commitment, God, they don't have to beg God for the land. God will give them the land. Amen. God's already got blessings with their names on it, but all they have to do is be faithful to God so that he can give it to them. God wants to prosper them in this new land. Amen. But they're just like us. Come on, be honest. Sometimes up, sometimes down. Amen. Sometimes you might catch one of us on the wrong day. When we got up on the wrong side of the bed, whichever side that is. Someday you may catch us and all of our buttons are exposed. Don't press either of them. That's a bad day to mess with buttons when all the buttons. Amen. Some days, amen. You get up, amen, amen. Amen. Whoever in the house in trouble, amen, amen. You fuss at everybody in the house. You even kick the cat and the dog. Amen, amen, amen. Come on. We have those days in our lives sometimes. Amen, amen, amen. But when you have one of those days, run to the Lord. Amen. Don't take it for granted. Amen. Run to the Lord and say you're sorry. Ask God to help you with that bad day that you're having. Amen. Amen. Wow. Let me get moving in this. Wow. Amen. 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 Deuteronomy 7 and 9 says this. Write this down because I'm trying to give you a little bit on the covenant as we go today. Amen. Deuteronomy 7 and 9 states, know that Yahweh, your God, is the faithful God who keeps his gracious covenant loyally for 1,000 generations with those who love him and keep his commandments. The Bible says if you're faithful to God, God will be faithful to you. He will keep his covenant promises. Amen. Write this down. Choose life and live because life is found in the covenant relationship with God. Life is found in the covenant relationship with God. God created us in his image. Come on. And he created us for his glory. Come on, you got to know, why is God on your side? First of all, you're created in the image of God. Secondly, he created you to get glory from you. And thirdly, he created you for relationship with him. Come on, I'm created in his image. That means I'm a reflection of him. Amen. I'm created to give him glory, to bring glory to him, to glorify him. Amen. But thirdly, so that I can be in right relationship with him. Amen. Amen. The more you are obedient to God's laws and commandments, and the more you understand his ways, the closer you can walk with God. Can I use an ought today? You ought to want to walk with God. Amen. You ought to want to have a deep relationship with God. He made you. He's your father. Amen. He loves you with an everlasting. If nobody else loved you, you can tell everybody, I know at least one person that loves me. God loves me. Amen. And I need to have it right between the one person that I know loves me. I need to have it right between me and them. Amen. Amen. Listen what Moses says to them. If you read through this, you're going to do your homework, right? So I don't have to do all these verses. Amen. If you read the first section of verses, Moses in essence says to them, amen, now it should come to pass when all these blessings, all these things come upon you. Praise God. A little sweat here already. Amen. When all these things come upon you, the blessing and the curse, amen, which I have set before you, and you call them to mind among all the nations where the Lord your God scared. Here's what Moses is saying, and I'm just giving you the quick version. Y'all with me? I don't want to take long today. Here's what Moses is saying. You're going to have some good days and some bad days. Amen. But you're going to look back over and assess. And you're going to say, I've experienced the blessings of God. And I have experienced the curses of God. And you're going to come to yourself and you're going to say, it's better for me to walk with God than to walk against God. When all these things come upon you, he's saying, here's what you got to do. You got to return to God. Amen. I love that first psalm that says, amen, that your leaf shall not wither and everything you do shall prosper. I claim that. Amen. And when I start touching stuff and it's not prospering, I know I'm out of line with the will of God. Amen. And when I realize that I'm out of line with the will of God, guess what I do? Amen. I get back into the word and I start studying so that God can speak to me and realign me with his will. Will, what happens with many of us is we don't know how to repent. We don't know how to say, you know what? I'm on the wrong trail. I'm thinking the wrong way. I'm doing the wrong things. Amen. So I need to call on on God, and I need to turn from my wicked ways, and I need to turn back to God so that God can bless me. See, God is not going to bless you in your mess. Yes, he woke you up this morning, but that's his grace. Amen. He's not blessing your mess. Yes, he's giving you another chance. That's his grace. He's giving you a chance to get it right. He's giving you a chance to come back to him. Amen. God don't give no passes for sin. All is sin. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. With God, there's no big sin and little sin. Everything is sin. And God says, if you sin, I'm going to give you a way out. If you can confess your sin, I'm faithful and I'm just to forgive you your sins and to cleanse you from all of it. God says, I want to have a relationship with you. Let's deal with the sin issue in your life. Confess it. Oh, praise God. Praise God. I know y'all don't like me talking about sin, but I'm going to tell us how to fix it. Amen. Here's how you fix it. Amen. First of all, you confess it to God. But the Bible says if we learn how to confess our sins one to another, amen, you need to have a trust relationship with somebody in the body of Christ that you can go to and say, I'm having a rough time. I'm struggling with this thing. I'm confessing it to you. Will you pray for me? I need deliverance. You don't have to stay bound. You can be delivered today if you just learn how to confess. Confession. Confession. Agreeing that sin is sin. You don't have to stay in the situation you're in. Tell God. Hallelujah. But then you need somebody real. Somebody that can get in your face. Amen. Somebody that can tell you, you know you ain't right. Amen. They can speak the truth to you in love and say, yeah, I know you feel like you trapped. I know you feel like you bound, but it's still wrong. Wrong is wrong. Wrong. I know I love you like a brother. I know I love you like a sister, but you're still wrong, and you got to get it right. If you want to have peace, if you want to have joy, you got to learn how to confess it and then allow those people to come in and hold you accountable. You don't have to keep doing what you're doing. Amen. You know what will get you right? If you know somebody you respect and love is going to ask you, you still doing that? Get in a relationship where somebody can ask you, did you have a struggle with that this week? Come on. Some of you know about self-help programs, NAAA, all them A's. Amen. You know about your sponsor. Amen. You call your sponsor up when you're tight. Amen. Tell your sponsor you're going through. Guess what your sponsor do? They are supposed to come and find you and help you to work through that thing. NAAA, none of them work if you lie to your sponsor. We need some sponsors in the church. Need some people that can come out there and rescue some people that are going to hell, that are busting it wide open, that can speak into their lives and say, come on, I'm going to help you get out of this. I'm going to help you get through this. I'm going to love you through this. Hallelujah. Moses says, you're in a relationship. You're in a relationship with God, with a holy God. And God is holy. Therefore, you have to be holy. Come on, there are some things you got to get out. Some things you got to clean up. Because God is making a statement through you. Oh, hallelujah. He gives them a covenant. Amen. The covenant spells out what he expects. His laws, his decrees, his statutes. God has a way. And we should walk in him, in his way. The Bible says there's a way that seems right unto man, but it leads to destruction. Jesus said, amen, wide is the road that leads to destruction, but narrow is the way. Choose ye the narrow way. We got to get on the narrow way. We ain't supposed to be like everybody else. We're supposed to be like God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, take us to a new level because the church just got quiet. Oh, that's conviction time. The church just got quiet. Hallelujah. God is the only king that gives us, amen, a forgiveness clause. Amen. That tells you to return to him. Amen. Amen. Every other king, amen, will put you to death. But God is merciful and God is compassionate. Amen. He gives you another chance. And guess what? When you mess up again, he gives you another chance. And he gives you another chance. We have a God that keeps giving another chance. He keeps giving you another chance because God is more concerned with you getting it right. He doesn't want to see anybody perish. Somebody said, why is God not coming back? Because you ain't ready. God said, if I came back right now, you know you wouldn't be ready. Your heart would condemn you because you're, amen. You say God knows your heart. You know your heart. And you know sometimes you ain't right. You ain't ready for Jesus to come. That's why you're so scared of the book of Revelation. Amen. If you weren't scared of the book of Revelation, you'd be ready for Jesus to come. Listen, when I read Revelations, I'm on the right team. Amen. When God stands in judgment, I'm on the right team. Amen. I know he's going to put some on the left and some on the right, but guess what? I'm going to be on the right team. Oh, hallelujah. I'm covered with the blood of Jesus. Amen. I'm not all I should be. Amen. But thank God I'm not what I was. Amen. I'm redeemed, bought with the precious blood of the Lamb. Amen. I chose life a long time ago. The Bible says in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Amen. He said, John said, and he gave him power to become sons of God. I answered that call one day, and guess what? I got a new family and a new name. I'm a son of God. I belong to God's family. I ain't trying to get to heaven. I know I've got a place in heaven already. Hallelujah. 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 Listen what he says. Listen what he says just in the text. So you say, well, Pastor did preach from the text. And so Moses says, I call heaven. I'm sorry. He says, verse 15, see, I've set before you today life and good, death and evil, in that I command you. Moses says, I command you today to love the Lord your God. Walk in his ways and keep his commandments, his statutes, his judgment, that you may live. Life is found in obedience. Cursing and death is found in disobedience. But if you obey God, you will find life and blessings. Amen. Amen. We there today. We there today. Amen. When you know how your relationship is with God, it becomes an anchor for you. Amen. My covenant relationship with God is an anchor for me. It keeps me stable. It keeps me from being tossed here and there. It keeps me from running after every new thing, every new doctrine that comes along. Amen. It lets me know that God is faithful. Amen. It also lets me know that God is not fickle. God is the same today that he was yesterday. And when you get into your tomorrows, he's going to be the same God. He's unchanging. And since God is unchanging, and since God kept his promises to Israel, guess what? God will keep his promises to you. Amen. God will keep his promises to us today so we can put our trust in him. The purpose for the covenant is so that God can reveal himself to us, but not only to us, he wants to reveal himself to the rest of the world. Why does God keep his promise with us? Because God is trying to make a statement to the rest of the world. And when people see how God deals with us, guess what? They see God blessing us. They see God helping us and fighting battles for us. Then they will be drawn to God. God uses us to draw people to himself. That's why God has to keep his word. God's name is on the line. It's not really about you, but it's about bringing glory and and honor to God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Last thing, my favorite story. I was putting the basketball goal up in my backyard. Amen. I know the young people know nothing about this. Getting the old milk crate. Busting out the bottom of it. Finding a pole. Getting a piece of plywood. And nailing my milk crate to the board. And nailing the board to the pole. Then digging a hole in the backyard. Because I want to play some basketball. So I bust the hole out the milk crate, the bottom out. I nail it. I dig the hole. But I can't get the pole in the hole. The pole is too big. I lift it up, but I can't get the pole in the hole. And my father's looking out the kitchen window. And he sees me trying to put the pole in the hole. I did the crate. Got my backboard. I got my pole. But I can't get the pole in the hole. And I'm sweating. Getting frustrated. And my father yells out the window, "Do you need any help?" I say, "No, I don't need no help. I'm just trying to get the pole in the hole." So I go and I keep trying to put the pole in the hole. My father says again, and he comes out this time on the back porch. He says, "Do you need any help?" I say, "No, I'm just trying to get the pole in the hole." So then he says, "Are you using all your strength?" I said, "Daddy, you see me. I'm trying to put this pole in the hole." But he said, "Are you using all your strength?" I said, "Daddy, you see me out here trying to put this pole in this hole. And if you were so concerned about me getting the pole in the hole, why don't you come and help me?" And my father said, "That's all I've been waiting for." Amen. Because you weren't using all your strength. Amen. My father was the strength. And in life, many of us are trying to get the pole in the hole. And God is saying, "Are you using all your strength? Are you using all your strength?" Amen. And we get angry at God. And finally we say, "Lord, if you care so much about us, why don't you come help us?" And God says, "That's all that I've been waiting for. I've just been waiting for you, amen, to ask for my help." If you humble yourself before the Lord, the Bible says he will exalt you in due time. Can you get your pole in the hole? If you can't, amen, why don't you call on the Lord? Why don't you use all your strength? God is able today. He's able to keep you from falling. He's able to pick you up. He's able to turn you around. He's able to plant your feet on solid ground. God is able. Tell somebody, he's able. He's able to deliver you. He's able to make a way out of no way. Use all your strength. Choose life. Choose life so you can live. Would you stand on your feet? Choose life today. No matter what you're going through, choose life today. He's a covenant-making God. He's a covenant-making God. And he wants to help you. Wants to help you overcome. Wants to help you make it. He wants to prosper you. He wants to bless you. He wants to have a personal relationship with you. He wants to be like with you like my father was with me. Just waiting on you to invite him in. One writer said, "There can be 1,000 steps between you and God. There can be 1,000 steps between you and God. But he said, God will make 999. And he'll stand at the door of your heart and wait until you invite him in. You didn't hear me. There can be 1,000 steps. God will take 999. But he will not break into your life. He will stand knocking at the door of your heart. And he will wait until you invite him in. God is waiting and knocking at somebody's heart today. God is saying, I've got some strength for you. I've got some blessings with your name on it. Will you open the door and let me in? I got peace for you. I got love for you. I got joy for you. Will you just open the door and let me in? God, I got to get it together. He said, you can't get it together. What can wash away your sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So on a hill called Calvary, he established a new covenant. They lifted him high. They stretched him wide. They pierced him in the side and blood and water came running out. Jesus says, this is the new covenant with my body and with my blood that I established for you. There will be peace between you and God. He died. They buried him in a borrowed tomb, but early on the third day morning, this is the gospel truth. He got up with all power in heaven and earth in his hand. And where's Jesus right now? He's sitting at the right hand of Father. Amen. Sitting at the right hand of Father.